Welcome to After Credits, part of the Popcornography podcast, joined by myself, Rick.
And of course, by Dean.
We've just walked out of the cinema. We've been to see DC's new addition to the whole DC universe, malarkey.
We have. It's their version of Avengers.
So, initial thoughts on Justice League.
Well, actually, I tried to not read any spoilers, read anything about it whatsoever before the film. I only watched the same trailers that everyone else has watched leading up to the film. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what's been said online whatsoever.
Right.
But I really enjoyed it. I did enjoy it. I did feel like the scenes were cut together, they almost had too much to actually try and get through because they had to try and introduce new characters.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of the characters are established. We've seen them in the films, Wonder Woman,
yeah.
Superman. Even The Flash has got his own TV series. He hasn't had his own standalone film, has he, at the cinema?
No.
And Cyborg's new character as well. So I just felt like they had to try and get all that in between the action scenes. But did you notice in the film how they started off with some action scenes and then went slow, and then went action again, then went slow? As if they almost recognised the audience might get a little bit bored.
The pacing did seem a bit all over the place. And then initially, it really stood out. Like you say, it was rushing to try and establish these new people.
It was, yeah.
And that's where it falls down on Marvel, like where they took more time to... They all had their own solo individual films, and then they all came together. Now, over the years, you've seen all the solo films, so the excitement for Avengers was, like, huge.
It was. It was a smoother ride, wasn't it?
Yeah, whereas this one, it's like, because you haven't met them, it didn't have that same impact for me. However, the characters I love seeing Batman and Wonder Woman and Flash all kind of come together.
That's so powerful, but looking at the previous films, because we know that Batman versus Superman was a bit of a flop, wasn't it? It was a bit flat compared to what people are expecting from
that
movie.
That's the weird thing. It wasn't a flop. I mean, they make an awful lot of money, these superhero films, but yeah, it was critically slammed, wasn't it?
It was. And then they went to Wonder Woman, which was a huge success.
That was
a massive success. And then we had Justice League. Now, as I said, I've read nothing about it before I went in. And when I watched it, I was thinking, are they going to just cop out here? Are they just going to go to completely Marvel on us and put loads of comedy in? Are they going to try and make it too funny, more lighthearted, not dark? Because the comic fans, they expect dark from DC. They don't expect the Marvel, the bright colours and the Marvel and the humour. And I thought that, in my opinion, I thought they got the balance okay in this movie. I thought it was quite good. I was quite entertained all the way through. It had a bit of humour from some characters, but it wasn't in-your-face humour. You felt the humour felt a little bit flat, didn't you?
Yeah, I thought some of the jokes, because the Flash was the main comedy element, and a lot of his jokes I felt short a little bit, but then some were good. It was a little bit inconsistent.
To be fair, Flash, he stood out like a sort of thumbnail because all of them are quite serious characters.
Yeah.
Like the Batman, serious. Yeah. Aquaman was quite serious, and Wonder Woman quite mature. You know, I enjoyed it all the way through. Yes, it felt a little bit mashed together. It was all over the place on the pace, and it was slow, fast. Mm-hmm. And I just think that was a decision because they didn't want people to get too bored over the slow scenes, so they kept on chucking action in it every now and again.
It's maybe the risk you get with two directors as well, because you had Zack Snyder working on it, and then Joss Whedon jumped in, didn't he, to help finish it off. And I kind of sensed that. From a character point of view, though, they were all decent, weren't they? Other than I have gripes with Cyborg. I'm not a fan of that character at all. The actor, Ray Fisher, I believe it is, he's brilliant. A better actor than who I thought was playing The Flash, that Ezra Miller. But I don't like that character. He's like a knockoff Iron Man.
He is in a way, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I didn't feel much for that character, but it was sort of essential, I guess, for some of the plot points that they brought him in.
And the villain.
The villain. Oh, yeah, the villain.
I'm not a fan of this villain. What a load of crap.
Was it Age of Ultron villain again?
It was worse.
Just CGI flying around.
It was just really bad CGI crap. Like, I didn't really care for the plot at all.
Right, okay, yeah.
But for the villain, I don't really know what he was doing, why he was doing it, and again, it was the whole DC CGI blur.
Yeah. And there was a bit of the Infinity Stones kind of objects of power that were quite similar to what had already been done.
Yeah, put these few things together to create some powerful world-ending. Yeah,
but coming back to a more positive side, it was very different to Marvel. It was its own film.
It's definitely got its own style.
It wasn't trying to copy too much off Marvel. It was its own style in a way.
From where they're coming from. From the characters that they had to play with, where they had no introduction at all at this point, like we didn't know anything about them, to cram it all into a 2-hour film, I think that I was pleasantly surprised. I had read some of the reviews. I went in and I did think it was just going to be CGI fest, and it is.
It is in a way, but the CGI, because you've got a bugbear against CGI, but the CGI, like Spider-Man, you said, you couldn't see anything that was going on. Yeah. Although it was CGI, I still felt like the action scenes were quite good in this movie.
You could follow it. I think it was an overload of it. I think I still prefer your practical effects. And here you can just tell, let's do it all on a computer. Let's just do everything on a computer.
It's so easy though, isn't it?
And it doesn't help when most of your characters are CGI'd as well. There was a few scenes with Superman which look rather dodgy. Maybe it's the whole mustache thing where they had to CGI the mustache off. Like, there's a few bits where I'm like, he looks weird.
He did look a bit weird. I thought that I was looking at him thinking, is that the same actor that's actually played Superman? Isn't it quite right?
Yeah.
It didn't look quite right there. There's
something amiss. Especially in one of the very early scenes. I mean, it's definitely flawed. But that was just because of how quick they're trying to rush it. I don't think it could have avoided it. Trying to introduce so many characters in such a short space of time, I think, was always going to be difficult. And I think it did handle it quite well. Especially at the start of the film, it jumps around an awful lot.
It does jump around. You can just tell the jumping from, just to bring you up to speed, what's happened since Superman's died.
Yeah.
And all the little stories, the little characters, this jump all around to get everyone introduced at the start.
Yeah, 1 minute you're in Gotham, and then the next you're in Wonder Woman's Island, and then the next you're in the basement of some scientist, and it's just like, whoa, calm down. As much CGI as there was, I still had a good time. And I just love seeing Superman and Batman and Wonder Woman all on the same screen together.
Justice League, yeah.
Different.
But they need a decent villain.
And enough with the whole God lightning thing. Like, that's the only thing that brought Wonder Woman down for me. Like, it was more of a character-driven film, I felt. And that's why it's doing better. Do you know what I mean? You follow her from it. It took its time more because it could.
It could.
And hopefully we'll see that in the future films when we get our solo Batman movie.
It's origin stories though, isn't it? Its origin stories always usually do really well.
Mm.
And DC's always got a bit more of a difficult job than Marvel, because as we mentioned, Marvel's got it all planned out.
Yeah.
And all smooth story, and they know what works at the cinema. When DC have gone from the really dark Batman that had such critical acclaim, Dark Knight, and now they're trying to slowly mould it in a different direction to get better reviews from the critics and stuff. They don't want to be too dark. I think that, and there's little hints of that in this movie, but as long as they don't go full Marvel with the humour and everything, then I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Out of 5?
Oh, out of 5. Well, it's not a 5.
It's not a 5.
It's not a 5 movie. I would watch it again in a few years' time. I'm going 3.5 then.
Right.
I'm going to go 3.5 because it's not quite a 4 for me, but I wasn't blown away by it when I was in there as well. So yeah, 3.5.
I was going to say the exact same score, 3.5.
We agree too much on these scores.
We do. No, that's good.
But yeah,
I did enjoy it. I went in with lower expectations, which might have helped. It was a good bit of entertainment, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah. Thanks very much for listening to this after credits, and we'll be back after the next film, which I believe is Star Wars.
Another good film.
I'll wait for that. Catch you later.
Bye.